She left for good when she got on that train. You keeping a seat free for her in the front of the car isn't going to change things. It's her seat. She's gone. Christine sighed. That's the trouble with recognizing talent. Sooner or later, someone else recognizes it as well. The big Frenchman rummaged in his jacket pocket. Here, show the nice man my papers. Floyd took the yellowing documents and placed them next to his own on the dashboard. When they reached the checkpoint, the guard flicked through Floyd's papers and handed them back wordlessly. He thumbed through Costine's, then leaned down until he had a good view into the back of the Mathis. On business, monsieur? I wish, Costine said quietly. Was that supposed to mean? It means we were looking for work, Floyd said amiably. Unfortunately, we didn't find any. What kind of work? Music, Floyd said, gesturing around the car, hence the instruments. The guard jabbed the muzzle of his stamped metal machine gun towards the soft fabric case of the double bass. You could get a lot of cigarettes into that. Pull your vehicle over to the inspection area. Floyd slipped the old Mathis back into gear and crunched it forward, steering into a bay where the guards performed more detailed searches. To one side was a striped wooden cabin where the guards amused themselves with cards and cheap pornography. A low stone wall overlooked a narrow pebbled quay. An empty chair stood by the wall next to a large trestle table covered with a cloth. Say as little as possible, Floyd said to Christine. As the guard with the machine gun returned to his post, another from the inspection area knocked on the roof of the car. Bring it out, place it on the table. Floyd and Christine worked the case from the rear of the Mathis. It was cumbersome, rather than heavy, and had already accumulated enough scuffs and scratches that a few more wouldn't matter. You want me to open it? Christine asked. Of course, the second guard said, and remove the instrument, please. Christine did as he was told, setting the double bass down gently. There was just enough room for it on the table next to the empty case. There, he said. You're welcome to examine the case if you think I have the ingenuity to hide something in it other than the instrument. It's not the case I'm concerned about, the guard said. He motioned to one of his colleagues, who was sitting on a folding chair next to the striped cabin. The man put down his newspaper and picked up a wooden toolkit, an inspector of some kind, clearly. I've seen these two before, the guard continued. They're back and forth across the river like it's going out of fashion. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? The inspector narrowed his eyes at Christine. I know this one, he said. Used to be a policeman, didn't you? Some big cheese at central headquarters? I felt a change of career would do me good. Floyd took a fresh toothpick from his shirt pocket, inserted it into his mouth and bit down. The sharp end dug into his mouth, drawing blood. Quite a come down, isn't it? From high-profile police work to this, the inspector persisted, setting his toolkit down. If you say so, Christine replied. The inspector picked up the double bass, shaking it with a look of deep concentration on his face, before returning it to the table. Nothing rattling around, he said, reaching for his toolkit. Still, they might have taped something to the inside. We'll have to take this boy apart. Floyd saw Christine draw in a sharp breath and place his hands protectively on the double bass. You can't take it apart, Christine said incredulously. It's an instrument. It doesn't come apart. In my experience, the inspector said, everything comes apart in the end. Easy, Floyd said. Let them have it. It's just a piece of wood. Listen to your friend, the guard suggested. He talks good sense, especially for an American. Take your hands from the instrument, please, the inspector said. Christine wasn't going to do it. Floyd couldn't blame him, not really. The double bass was the most expensive item Floyd owned, including the Mathis ME4. Short of another investigation dropping into their laps, it was also about the only thing standing between them and penury. Let go, Floyd mouthed. Not worth it. The inspector and Christine began to struggle over the instrument. Drawn by the commotion, the guard with the machine gun, who had stopped them originally, left his post and began to saunter over to the action. The double bass was now off the table and the two men were yanking it backwards and forwards violently. The guard with the gun slipped off its safety catch. The struggle intensified.